Fuck Israel Free Palestine rap group Kneecap headline concert for leftists in Cuba amid nationwide blackout. By Warner Todd Houston on March 23, 2026. Champagne socialists from Europe and the U.S. flew to communist Cuba to perform a concert Saturday and stayed in a five-star hotel while Cuban citizens suffer food shortages and power outages. The privileged leftists, including the radical leftist Irish rap group Kneecap, flew into Havana for the benefit concert and stayed in a luxury hotel as 11 million Cubans suffer extreme privation thanks to their failed, oppressive communist leaders, the New York Post reported. Along with the radical leftist rap group, the cadre of Western leftists included controversial Twitch personality Hassan Piker, members of Code Pink, and Isra Hirsi, the daughter of Representative Ilhan Omar, according to the New York Post. The rappers, who have repeatedly come to the support of Hamas-led Palestine, were heard screeching Free Cuba, FCK Trump, FCK Netanyahu. From the stage. Happening now Kneecap, at Kneecap Kiel, performs for the new Astra America convoy in Havana. Free Cuba, FCK Trump, FCK Netanyahu. The Irish rappers came to Cuba as part of the convoy which brought 20 tons of humanitarian aid to the island. pic.twitter.com/pshggjhmltj. Breakthrough News, EPT Newsroom, March 21, 2026. Code Pink founder Jody Evans led the event dubbed the new Astra America convoy wearing a pink Palestinian keffiyeh. But as many blasted Piker for his social media posts showing him at the luxury hotel, the Twitcher fired back blaming the U.S. government for the expensive lodging. "The American government makes it illegal for Americans to stay wherever they want in Cub," said Piker, who is a close ally of communist New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani. "The real rules imposed by the federal government prohibit Americans who are visiting Cuba from staying in establishments owned by the Cuban government. There are no rules forcing Americans to stay in expensive, five-star hotels." Many jumped to social media to blast Piker despite his dubious explanation. "Hassan Piker out here preaching from a luxury hotel with 24/7 power while telling us Cubans actually enjoy the blackouts. The hypocrisy is next level. Easy to romanticize the struggle when you're not the one sitting in the dark. High voltage sign emoji, hashtag Hassan Abbey, hashtag Cuba, hashtag hypocrisy." Lancelot Elliot Breaker, at O Happiness 82, March 22, 2026. The five-star hotel where Code Pink, Hassan Piker, Kneecap, and other communists are staying is the only place in Cuba with electricity at the moment. 99.9% of the island is experiencing a complete blackout. Not a good look. pic.twitter.com/6tz/by0y. CP, at CP07, March 22, 2026. "He's a liar. My family in Cuba hate the blackouts. It causes refrigeration problems, but if you don't have a charcoal grill you can't cook." Oregon Patriot, at Mildran, March 22, 2026. pic.twitter.com/92httphly. Marcus Mendoza, at Mendoza Victor 50, March 22, 2026. "Free Palestine while in Cuba. This is performative and embarrassing." Positive O, at Positive O, March 22, 2026. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the son of Cuban immigrants, also ripped Cuba's failed leadership and recently said that Cuba needs to get new people in charge. "Cuba has an economy that doesn't work, and a political and governmental system that can't fix it, so they have to change dramatically. What they announced yesterday is not dramatic enough. It's not going to fix it, so they've got some big decisions to make over there," the Trump Secretary of State said last week. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.